Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Hotel on Place Vendôme by Tiller J. Mazzio is a narrative history that uses the Hotel Ritz Paris as a dramatic stage for the ambitions and compromises of the 20th century. Set on the elegant Place Vendôme, the book traces how a luxury hotel became a crossroads where aristocrats, artists, celebrities, spies, and soldiers moved through the same gilded rooms. Mazzio focuses especially on the World War II years, when Paris was occupied, and the Ritz operated under the shadow of Nazi power, creating moral gray zones for staff and guests alike. Through interwoven real lives and documented episodes, the story shows how glamour can coexist with fear, how survival strategies can look like betrayal, and how loyalty is tested when a city is under siege. The result is part cultural history, part wartime chronicle, and part study of the complicated choices people make when privilege, politics, and personal desire collide. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a luxury hotel as a microcosm of Europe. Mazzio presents the Ritz not merely as a beautiful building, but as a social machine that mirrors the era around it. The hotel's success depends on its ability to anticipate the tastes of the powerful and the fashionable, turning discretion, ritual, and service into a kind of currency. In this world, the lobby and dining room function like informal parliaments, where reputations are made, alliances are hinted at, and status is performed. The book highlights how the Ritz cultivated an image of timeless refinement while constantly adapting to shifting money, shifting borders, and shifting cultural ideals. This tension between permanence and change becomes one of the story's engines. Readers see how luxury is constructed through labor and logistics, and how the appearance of ease often hides a disciplined system of rules. By focusing on the Place Vendôme setting, Mazzio also emphasizes Paris as an international meeting point where visitors bring their politics with them even when they claim to be there only for pleasure. The Ritz becomes a lens for understanding class, celebrity, and the way institutions preserve themselves through upheaval. Secondly, occupation Paris and the moral economy of survival. The book's wartime sections explore how the Ritz continued to operate during the German occupation, and what that meant for those inside its walls. Mazzio examines the uncomfortable reality that hospitality does not stop when regimes change it, becomes entangled with power. Staff members, managers, and long-term residents face choices shaped by scarcity, fear, and the need to protect families, colleagues, or the hotel itself. The Ritz's reputation for discretion turns into both a shield and a liability, because secrecy can shelter the vulnerable while also enabling collaboration. Mazzio depicts how daily life narrows under occupation, how rationing and restrictions infiltrate even elite spaces, and how visible luxury can become a kind of provocation. The narrative underscores that survival is rarely pure, especially when the occupier controls permits, food supplies, and freedom of movement. By treating the hotel as contested ground rather than a neutral refuge, the book asks readers to consider how ordinary professional duties can acquire political meaning. The result is a nuanced account of how people navigate compromised environments without reducing every action to heroism or villainy. Thirdly, spies, informants, and the hotel as an intelligence hub. Mazzio shows why an iconic hotel is an ideal setting for intelligence work, transient populations, private rooms, coded conversations, and a constant churn of visitors who can be observed, approached, or manipulated. In wartime Paris, the Ritz becomes a place where influence is brokered and information is traded, sometimes openly and sometimes in whispers. The book explores the overlapping worlds of military officers, diplomats, black market intermediaries, and socialites who know how to move through elite spaces. Service staff occupy a particularly revealing position because they hear and see more than most people while being expected to remain invisible. Mazzio emphasizes how intelligence networks exploit social rituals such as dinners, drinks, and chance encounters, turning civility into a tool. The hotel's aura of safety can encourage careless talk, while its prestige grants access to people who would otherwise be unreachable. This topic also illuminates the psychological dimension of espionage, the seduction of proximity to power, the thrill of double roles, and the constant pressure of exposure. Through documented incidents and intertwined biographies, the narrative makes clear that betrayal often thrives in places built on trust. Fourthly, famous lives, personal myth-making, and hidden costs. A major appeal of the Ritz is its association with prominent figures, and Mazzio uses celebrity not as decoration but as a way to examine how public myth can obscure private complexity. The book traces how writers, artists, and social icons use the hotel as a base for reinvention, romance, and social performance, building legends that later shaped cultural memory. Yet the narrative also shows that glamour has a price, especially during unstable times. Personal relationships become entangled with politics, and the desire to maintain an image can lead to risky decisions or ethical blindness. Mazzio pays attention to the gap between how a person is remembered and what historical context reveals about their options and motives. The writs encourages storytelling because it is already a symbol being seen there can function like a claim to importance. But the book repeatedly stresses that the hotel's velvet setting does not prevent tragedy. Illness, addiction, and emotional damage can sit beside fine dining and impeccable service. By placing celebrated names within a broader human landscape, Mazzio invites readers to reconsider what it means to admire a life built in proximity to privilege and danger. Lastly, Reckoning After Liberation and the Politics of Memory. When the occupation ends, the story does not resolve neatly. Mazzio explores how liberation brings both relief and retaliation, along with a hunger to identify who resisted and who compromised. In this atmosphere, the Ritz's wartime role becomes a problem to manage. Reputations must be defended, accusations answered, and the hotel's future secured. The book highlights how post-war justice can be uneven, shaped by politics, public sentiment, and the practical need to rebuild institutions. Individuals associated with the hotel may face scrutiny for their relationships, work, or perceived loyalties, even when their choices were made under coercion or uncertainty. Mazzio also examines how societies craft usable narratives after trauma, often simplifying morally complex behavior into categories that feel satisfying. The Ritz, as a symbol of French elegance, has strong incentives to emphasize continuity and minimize compromise, which raises questions about what is remembered and what is quietly forgotten. This topic broadens the book from wartime suspense into a meditation on historical storytelling itself. It shows how places, like people, curate their identities and how the struggle over memory can continue long after the guns fall silent. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who enjoy narrative history, Parisian cultural settings, and World War II stories told through specific places and the people who inhabited them. It will also appeal to anyone interested in how institutions preserve themselves, how luxury operates as a system, and how ethics become complicated under authoritarian control. The life benefit comes from its clear-eyed look at decision-making in high-pressure environments. It encourages readers to question easy judgments, notice how incentives shape behavior, and understand that courage and compromise can coexist within the same person. Mazzio's approach helps readers develop historical empathy without excusing wrongdoing, a skill that translates to modern situations where organizations and individuals face competing loyalties. Compared with similar books that focus mainly on battlefield events or broad political timelines, this one distinguishes itself by using the Ritz as a tightly framed lens, making large forces feel immediate through concrete details of daily life, social rituals, and interpersonal risk. The setting adds narrative propulsion and coherence, turning history into a connected story rather than a list of facts. If you want a wartime Paris book that balances glamour with moral tension and keeps its attention on human choices, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Tiller J. Mazzio, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.